What's up, Flomies? Welcome back to some Monday motivation. I'm so excited for this Monday. I just felt like last week I was kind of off track. This week I'm back on track. I'm headed to the ranch. I'm so excited to be with you. This week, I would like to give a huge round of applause to me and C Money and my entire team that made it possible. Because without every single person, we would not be able to do this. But C Money and I qualified 5 horses to the AQHA World Show. My best friend Jessie also is allowing me to play with her pony this week. So I won some pro rodeo money on her pony, and now I'm going to tune up her other one. So it's just been all in all a really, really amazing week of accomplishments. But the week before that and the week before that, I had some things really weighing on my shoulders. And I bet you did too. If you just kind of felt a little lull or a little funk or a little heavy is, I guess, the best way I can describe it. I want to tell you how I cured that heaviness because it changed my life. It's almost like I forgot what it felt like to carry that kind of weight. And when I carried it for a week or two, I was like, I hate this. I hate it so much. And so I'm going to tell you how I battled that, what it feels like, what kind of the form that it came in so you guys can be on the lookout for it, and how to remove some of that weight off of our shoulders going into this week, because I'm telling you, I am living like a little bird, flying around, just going after my goals, accomplishing my tasks, and it's not even 10 a.m. So let's get started. Okay, I am back. Let's get started. If you are not already subscribed to the podcast, please, please subscribe. Also, I've been doing huge giveaways, like giant giveaways on my Instagram. So go check me out on Instagram. It's at FallonTaylor2. I'm shocked at how many people just follow my backup account that I like am really bad about posting at. But check out at FallonTaylor2. I'm giving away an Apple Watch today with my fiance, Alex. So go check that out. You may be one person that wins the Apple Watch. I'm super excited about this giveaway. We're going to be giving away some pricey prizes that are going to be super fun for you guys to win. So yeah, go give me a follow over there. I love, love, love hearing the feedback. If you are from the podcast, drop a purple heart in the comments just so I know that you came from this podcast. It's super fun for me to see how many people actually go over there and get involved. So let's talk about this burden. Now, the big theme of today is that you can be fully transparent, you can be fully authentic, and you can protect and be private at the same time. Now, that's something that took me a long time to realize, that I can be fully authentic to my fans. You know, not everybody's got a YouTube channel, not everybody's got an Instagram following, and not everybody's living their life out in the public. But for someone like me, I am. And then I realized, wow, it's not just a me thing. We're all very exposed online. We're all very much going through our own journey and, you know, leaving little hints and details about what we're going through on our social media. And if you have some emotional intelligence, you can piece together that I'm either financially doing okay, or my relationship sucks, or et cetera, et cetera. P.S. First rule, the minute that I see 17 mushy posts to your significant other in a row, I know that relationship's in trouble. I know something's happening on the home front. So that's one thing you need to really watch, that we aren't stupid. We're not just blindly following people online. We all read into what we're seeing and we're like, that's not a genuine smile, or they've got a lot of stuff. I wonder if they can actually pay for all that, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. We're all doing that kind of silently judging, on social media. So I had to learn a really happy medium. And I just sent this meme to my best friends that said, let me grab it because it's so good. It said, revoking people's access to me is my favorite flex. So that's our theme for 2019. The 2019 theme is revoking people's access to me is my favorite flex. Now, that does not mean that I am not accessible, and that does not mean that I'm not authentic. Both of those things are very, very important to me.
And so I wanted to talk to you guys about what happens when we expose ourselves and we are so transparent and we allow all of this stuff to come into our life. Now, a couple of weeks ago, and this is not new information to anyone of my friends, not anyone in my tribe, definitely not my fiance, but I had an ex contact me, and this happens to me all the time. And I think it's because of my age range. I think people have, we've dated and they've looked back over their life and they're like, ooh, I should have, you know, maybe the nice girl was the way to go or whatever. And I pray for you that you get the ex phone calls because they are absolutely wonderful. And you just feel like king of the mountain, aha, like I knew I wasn't a bad person. Look at me go. So I pray for you that you get that or you've already gotten that because it's super, it's super fun to be like, yeah, you scumbag. Like, yeah, yeah. I bet you wish you were here. Alex is awesome to you. And so like in the midst of me attempting to be a mature adult and getting contacted, it's been really awesome. Now, I have some relationships that ended. I can see the good in them and we can be friends and whatever else. But this one in particular really put a heavy burden on me. And I thought, man, if I was 20 right now and this happened to me, like, dude, this burden would be so insane to bear. I have a person telling me, you know, that they thought that I would be in a different kind of shape. And that they wish that, you know, I was with them instead, et cetera, et cetera. Step one, regardless of your curiosity of what that situation may hold, step one, block that person on all fronts. Block that person on all fronts. Beyonce said, stop interrupting my grinding. And that's what I feel. So when this person kind of stepped back in and was like, man, I think if you gave me a second chance, I could do X, Y, Z different. It was this very lengthy, detailed message of all of these things. And for a week, and I immediately blocked this person, okay? For a week, I churned this over in my head of what if I ran into this person? Would I meet expectations of what I look like? Do I need to grind harder on my fitness journey? Now, mind you, I'm in a beautiful relationship. I'm in a beautiful place. I immediately blocked this person. I know exactly what to do. Stop, drop, and roll. Okay? I got it down. Don't contact me. Temptation doesn't live here. That's the kind of life I live in. I don't put snacks in my cabinets. Don't put X's in my cell phone. Okay? That's how I live. No snacks, no X's. Get out of here. Don't want to see you. The blinders are on. That's how I've lived my life. And I can attribute a lot of my success to how forgetful that my injury made me for a very long period of time. I'm no longer that forgetful person, but I would literally only be able to remember one big chunk of a goal for months at a time is the only thing I could remember to do. Like I would forget to pay my light bill. I mean, I would just like, just, you know, side effects of a traumatic brain injury. And that's one beautiful side effect is that I literally could only focus on one thing and I just did that thing. And thank God that my besties were there with me during that time because Jesse would call me and be like, you're going to need to pay your bills. you're going to need to buy some feed. You're going to have to come home because we need inventory. Like it was times like that 6 years ago that was like really tough to deal with. I've been through a lot and just like you, I've been through so much, but that focus is like, was something that was such a gift with that injury. And there's only one way to get that focused. And now I know that I can be just as focused through time blocking where I know that my responsibilities have to be taken care of. Like I know I've got to take care of my inventory and blah, 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 across the board and then focus on that goal for 2 to 3 hours a day. Kind of the 80-20 rule where you really don't have to be all in on one thing. You can actually have just as much success focusing 2 to 3 hours a day or even 45 minutes a day every single day on that one thing and you can get so far. So this burden that I carried from this short but detailed message of, oh, maybe I'm not thin enough, maybe I'm not in good shape enough. Did I abandon that too soon? Am I not saving this person from a personal hell that they're in? And I could just be a person like a pen pal that just pours into their life all the good stuff that I've learned without there being a relationship. And then that person can then grow and learn from me because I could then help that person. Okay? Hi. Hello. You're picking up a rescue puppy again. Stop picking up rescues. The internet is free to everyone. You're on this podcast because you are a freaking monster. You are a freaking go-getter. You're a badass. You've taken the time and the research to find out places that don't make you feel a burden. You found places that make you feel more focused, that make you feel inspired, that make you feel motivated, that make you feel powerful. And you did that for yourself. The internet is available for everyone. Even everyone, a homeless guy can go to a library and use the internet. It's available to everyone, but only you have the wisdom to use it to improve your journey. So high five, round of applause. But let me tell you this, I'm gonna save a puppy and change someone's life syndrome that I have. I've had to realize how to channel that so that it doesn't burden me. I haven't watched TV for a decade, so I'm in the middle of watching this show called Prison Break, and I always try to learn something from TV because I have this guilt of not learning from things that I watch. It's funny because if you've ever seen Prison Break, the main character, Michael Scofield, he just can't get out of a bind. He always has a chance to go on and live a great life. He's always got a chance. There's always a window that pops open for him to go live a good life and to walk away and to carry less burden. Every single time he's presented with more of a burden, he doesn't hesitate to pick it up and carry it. Every single time, he doesn't hesitate to pick it up and carry the burden. And I think we're wired the same way. Look around you at who you answer when they call to throw up their problems onto you. Who is it that is throwing up their problems onto you? You think it doesn't affect you? How much of your time is spent thinking about that situation or regurgitating that situation to your spouse or talking and debating that situation to your friends just to have something to do? Think about the quality of conversation that is taking away from your relationships because you're spending the time talking about someone else's burdens and dilemmas. Think about what that's doing to your relationship. How many of your spouses hate one of your friends because you keep talking about them all the time? I've had this happen, not for a very long time. Not for a very, very, very long time. I've got killer friends and we have healthy relationships. But I'm just saying, imagine if I were like, Alex, this complete loser that I dated, he just needed some help. And so I stopped everything that I was doing and I just helped him. And it's taking away from my business and my time and my relationship with you. But I'm doing so much good in the world. Look at me contributing back to this person. Aren't I a good person? No. No, you're not. Because you're burdening those around you. See, that burden gets placed on one person and then that person quits wanting to carry the load because it's too taxing. And so that person then doles it out onto other people. Little by little, you throw up a little bit of that person's problem onto somebody else. It's contagious. And then you dump some of that burden on that person. And remember, in all of us, we are problem solvers. So when you tell a story to your husband, he doesn't want to just listen to you. He wants to solve your problem. Well, why don't you just tell Teresa to break up with him? Well, you're not paying attention to the story. I mean, do you get where I'm going here? The burden that you carry. So when I finally made the commitment in my mind of there's nothing wrong with you, that person can no longer affect you. You don't have to save that person. because you've given so much value to the world. If that person really wants the value that you can add, they can go on the internet just like everyone else. Because not only did this person impede your journey, but this person now is trying to impede your journey again. It is up to you how much access a person has to you. You know, it's really funny to me is family stuff. When you hear people say, yeah, but that's your brother. No, that's your sister. Listen, she'll always be your mom. Hey guys, toxic is toxic. Toxic is toxic. I don't carry around my pedigree in my back pocket. Toxic is toxic. Choices are choices. I think what's really funny is when I hear people say that social media and the internet has destroyed our ability to nurture relationships. I think that the internet has single-handedly made it possible for me to nurture the relationships around me so insanely well. I've never been this close to this many people in my life in so many different parts of the world. I'm so proud to know so many people that I never would have otherwise met. And I get to pick the people that are around me. I'm blessed to have an amazing family. But I also think that choices are choices. And if someone were being toxic in or around me, I can replace that energy with some really great energy, or at least replace the energy I spent on that for some self-care time. And so I want to free you of that burden also. I don't want you carrying these burdens. So the minute I made my mind up with this burden of like, do I look the right way? I got all these feelings of like, am I good enough? What happened to me? Was I terrible to that person? Did I pour enough into their life? Did I rescue that puppy enough? When I got through those feelings and carried that around with me for 7 days, I was like, oh my God. Simultaneously, someone told me, I can't remember who it was. They said, oh, you would have been successful either way, no matter where you lived. Not true. The people that I live around, the people that I have access to every day, my top five people shape and change my life every single day. And they can either do that for the good or they can do it for the bad. And that is up to where I am mentally, not geographically, but mentally, who it is that I'm around. If I'm buried under a rock someplace, every small town that I go into, when we travel, I go to check out with my bottle of water, my DDP, and my Tic Tacs. And I go, what town is this? I can't remember where we stopped. And they say, oh, smalltownamerica.com, whatever, like whatever place it is. And I go, oh, do you like it here? And I say it because everybody around me knows that I do this at every stop, because it baffles me that people do this. And they go, it's terrible. It sucks. I can't wait to leave. And I go, why don't you? And every time I just am hoping that maybe in that town, I left a sparkle of something of like, but really, why can't you change it? Because I know you're going to give me this list of excuses of like money and time and family and job and lease, but like really you can move. Like there's homeless people making tracks, fam. There are homeless people living in Hawaii right now, fam. Okay. Figure it out. Figure that out. I've always said there's a part of me that's like, when I'm super old, maybe I just want to go live in Hawaii. Guess what happens when that urge gets so overwhelming that I just do it? I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do it. If I didn't love where I lived, I would move. We love the ranch. We're not like thrilled about where it's located. If it comes up that we can move, we're going to move. Point blank period. I had a couple of little things that were kind of like, I don't know. And now I've cleared the air, figured all the pieces out. The minute that that opportunity arises, we out. I'll always own it. It's a fun investment to have, but I'll be out. So I just want to sparkle that for you right now. I know this podcast has gone a little long, but I want you to understand that this burden that you're carrying around is because you're carrying it. It's because you gave it a place to live. You want to get a 300-pound gorilla off your back? Stop feeding it. It will find a new person to mooch off of. It will find a new person to carry it. I promise you. Yeah, it may throw some bananas at you and tell you you're a bad person. Let it flail around. Who cares? That person is selfishly stealing time from your journey and your self-care. Selfishly. They know it. They are manipulating your journey. So I feel very passionate about this one today. I hope that you guys will go give me a follow and drop a purple heart at FallonTaylor2 on Instagram. I hope you'll check out all my new merch at ranchdressin.com. It's hot fire. I've got something for absolutely everyone, and it's super affordable too. If you want to save 10%, just use my name, Fallon, at checkout. I love you guys. I can't wait to hear from you. DM me and let me know what the burden is that you've been carrying around, how you plan on getting rid of it, and how you feel when that burden is gone. Give it a few days. I'm telling you, you will feel like a new person. I feel brand new when I finally have let go of the ideas that someone else just kind of like whispered in my ear, and it really affected me for a solid week. And now I've let that go. I can breathe. I can't tell you how great I feel. I love you guys. Your DMs make my world a better place. So please, please, please DM me. Share this podcast on your story for someone that needs it, because you can change lives vicariously through me. And have an amazing rest of your day. Enjoy your week.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.